for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, April the 17th, 1987. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene and Earlene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are the speakers of the afternoon.
I'm going to ask you some loaded questions. I'll help you out a little bit. Do you know all that the Bible says about sexual sin? Is there anyone here who has not committed any sexual sin in your whole life? Now, if you can answer either one of those truthfully, raise your hand. Okay. Right. Well, those are loaded questions. Personally, I believe that there's no one here, including myself, that knows the complete context of what the Bible says about sexual sin. Secondly, I'm almost positive everyone here has committed at least one sexual sin in their whole life. So that's why I told you those were loaded questions, and basically I set you up for those. So. Now, what the Lord is dealing with me about is there's so much sin in the pastorate, and particularly I'm orienting this lesson for pastors, ministers, and those who have committed sexual sin before or after marriage. And really, I pray that this tape will go all over the world. Now, we have a lot of pastors here and ministers, probably, I'd say, at least maybe a third of the congregation, which is real good. And it's always a blessing to me to get to speak to the pastors and to the ministers, whether you're a man or a woman of God. Now, I'm doing this for Glenn and Irma without their permission, but I think they'll agree to it. We invite pastors and ministers to come to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and get your sexual demons cast down. Glenn and Irma Miller have a special love for pastors and ministers and will be pleased to help you. Agreed, Brother Glenn? Okay. Now, part of Earlene and my ministry is to pastors and to their families. And we will minister to you in Baton Rouge. It's really a blessing to me to minister to pastors and their families, because what I see is as we help them to do the job that God has called them to do, then our ministry is multiplied and many people can be helped. See, every pastor or anyone who's in the fivefold ministry, they come into contact with many people, not only their church, but many people come to them for help. And I like to see every pastor be a lighthouse in his community to come for help. Like we were talking with one couple today at lunch, and they came from a far-off state, and there's no one there that they know that does deliverance. And that really, to me, is a shame. It's really a shame that you could find a state, and they don't know anybody that does deliverance. And that's not really uncommon. Now, I want to talk to you about actions and results. Okay, every promise in the Bible has a condition. Every action has a reaction in engineering terms. Now, I want you to think about these things, these questions, as I go through them. Now, try to help you to see the sexual problem as God has shown Earlene and I in 12 years of ministry. If you had sex before marriage, even with your mate, you committed fornication. If you married your sexual partner, your marriage was cursed. If you conceived a child before marriage, you conceived a bastard. As you can see there, I'm trying to deal with you having sex before marriage, having a baby before marriage, and then going ahead and getting married to the person that you had sex with. It's not uncommon. If you conceived a bastard child, you curse your descendants for 10 Bible generations. That's 400 years. The descendants will tend to conceive bastards generation after generation. If you fornicated before marriage, you're likely to commit adultery after marriage. If you had sex before marriage, you set a pattern for your children to commit fornication. Like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. The sins that the parents commit will tend to be repeated by the children and their descendants. Look at your own children. Do they tend to follow your pattern? Well, they'll tend to follow your sexual sins, too. The sins of the pastor will tend to be repeated in his congregation. He loses sexual demons to rule over the church. Okay, if you have a pastor that's committed adultery, then he may very well have a spirit of adultery over that church. The people in the congregation will tend also to commit adultery. We went to one church that had three pastors who fell into sexual sin. That particular church had problems with sexual sin. They had problems with children conceived out of wedlock, divorce, and so forth. So what you see in the leaders of the organization, you will see in that organization. The same is true in the home, the same is true in the church. Now, on the back table, there's some little tracts about Ahab and Jezebel, the curse of Ahab, the curse of Jezebel. And I would recommend that all of you get a copy of them until they run out. Also, there's a tract back there about our testimony about what God has done in our family, if you'd like to get them. Now, all you Jezebels and Ahabs, listen to this. Jezebelic mothers and Ahab fathers will raise children who may become masculine women and effeminate men. Homosexuality and lesbianism can be caused by parents not setting the proper example in a home. Man is head of the home, woman submits to man in divine order. You want to find out what divine order is? Read your Bible. It's in there. Pornography can come into the home through television, radio, or the printed word. Seeing, listening, or reading pornography will cause a person to want to repeat these acts. Now see, pornography doesn't necessarily mean you go down to the adult bookstore and buy a movie or a book. I mean, pornography freely comes through your television set. You are responsible for what you see, for what you listen to, and for what you read. Incest or rape by your relatives destroys the natural sex life with your mate. Rape can cause harlotry or fidgeting. Occult sex or sex orgies cause a person to become very demonized. Demons of succubus and incubus lead to depravity. Bestiality can lead to horrible offspring. It's possible to have an offspring by a beast. Enough said about that. You may even create a type of demonic tie with that animal. Sexual deviation, such as oral sex and anal sex with your mate, is demonic. Intercourse is the only godly form of sex. Adultery is committed by someone who marries a divorced person. AIDS is a curse from God on practicing sodomy. That's homosexuality and lesbianism. It will become a terrible plague in our country and in the world. And I personally believe that only God can protect you from AIDS. That's my own personal belief. I have no fear of AIDS, but I know no way to protect myself from AIDS. So I'm not going to practice any homosexuality. I'm going to be faithful to my mate, and I'm going to depend on God to do the rest. Exposure and unclean sex lose sensual appetites and lewd emotions. Now, a soul tie is formed with all sexual partners, even with the same sex through homosexuality and lesbianism. The only way the above patterns can be stopped is to practice deliverance. First, you confess your sins, then you break all curses and soul ties, and then you cast out the demons. Then the descendant will be free to make their own choice. Once you receive deliverance, then you're free to decide whether you want to sin or not. If you have the demons within you, then they're going to pressure you to try to get you to sin. Now, you should enjoy the sexual affections of your mate. The bed is holy and undefiled. Your body belongs to your mate. In other words, enjoy your mate. Enjoy your mate sexually. That's what you're supposed to do. If you can't, there's problems. You have problems. You got demonic problems, physical problems, mental problems, spiritual problems, whatever. Now, this is a strong lesson, but there's nothing to be embarrassed about. The Bible tells it like it is. Sin is sin. You also need to learn how demons talk and think. Sex according to God is pure. Sex according to Satan is filthy. All you got to do is watch television. You see filthy sex. Children and adults need to learn about the right and the wrong ways of church. And in our meeting, Brother Glenn was saying they need to learn early. Your children need to learn early. Don't wait until they're teenagers before you teach them about sex. By that time, they may have committed sex acts. Okay, so teach them young. And don't do it the ungodly way. Parents, don't expose yourself to your children to teach them about sex. That's ungodly. Now, I've got a lot to cover, so I'm not going to read these scriptures. I'm just going to comment on them. Matthew 5:32 says, "Do not divorce your wife except for adultery, and you commit adultery by marrying a divorced woman." 1 Corinthians 6:9 talks about unrighteousness. Okay, don't commit sexual sin. You're committing unrighteousness. Okay, 9:27 talks about a subjection. Okay, wives, you should be in subjection to your husbands. All kinds of things happen in the family when the wives will not submit to the husbands and the husbands will not love their wives as Christ loved the church. Okay, 1 Corinthians 9:27 talks about temptation. You will be tempted. You do not commit sin when you're tempted. You only commit sin when you yield to the temptation. You will be tempted from now until you die. And you'll especially be tempted in the area of sex. Okay, 2 Corinthians 6:17 talks about being separate. Okay, we're a separate people. We separate ourselves from the things of the world. We separate ourselves from sexual sin. Okay, Ephesians 2:1-2 and 4:29 talks about being quickened in God. How are you going to overcome these sexual temptations? Well, it's with the help of God. It's not in your own power. Okay, stay away from corrupt communication. Okay, you ministers, don't go around telling sexual jokes. Some ministers do. Okay, Colossians 3:5-8 talks about mortifying your members and putting off all of these sins. So you've got to crucify your flesh. You can't just yield to what you see out there. You've got to think for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. Don't be a passive person. Okay, John 1:9 says, confess your sins. Okay, and this is what you've got to do. And we spent a good part of the men's meeting taking the men through the confession of sins to help prepare them to receive deliverance. Okay, this is one of the keys to receiving deliverance is confessing your sins. Marriage-breaking spirits. Marital relationships are often broken or marred by the work of evil spirits which commonly work in a husband. Because of wrong information and erroneous condition in our society, he will lust after his wife. As one wife expressed it, there are times when I feel like a spittoon. Well, do you make your wife feel like a spittoon? You should make her feel real good. You should show her love. So you didn't marry your wife just to have sex. She's not just a sexual partner. She's a partner that you love as Christ loved the church. Well, how much did Christ love the church? Well, he's willing to give his life for him. That's pretty strong, man. That's how much you're supposed to love your wife. Now, this one came from my brother, Win Worley. I love Brother Win. I call him the General. He's done a tremendous amount to help a lot of people. Okay, it's called Walking Time Bombs. Many have rightly been concerned that all too often preachers and other Christian leaders reach an apex in their ministries and then fall into sexual or other serious sins, demolishing all that has been accomplished. How about reading the papers? Okay, you've seen that here recently. A basic problem is the indwelling demons which have not been dealt with in deliverance. For example, many times a young fellow will go through sexual experiences which fill him with lust and sexual fantasies. Unfortunately, he is walking around with a time bomb inside of him. At a crucial moment, the devil can bait the hook with an attractive person sure to appeal to the victim. For this reason, the command of Jesus to cast out demons must be scrupulously obeyed. Every spirit must be ruthlessly hunted down and ferreted out, for they are capable of bringing about just such a tragedy as described above. The big three in destroying a man are sex, money, and power. One is sufficient to destroy. And what I'm talking about here today is sex. Every now and then I get bold and I feel like writing the paper, and every now and then God gets it published. Okay, this is what I want to read again for the benefit of the pastors and the ministers particularly. And this you can see here again, this is like a prophecy that came true. We're seeing it come true. Not only have you seen it come true, you will see it more in the future. Okay, there's one church that they're particularly having trouble with their priests. And the priests are entering a lot into homosexuality with the choir boys. And I'm sure you know the name of that church. And this is happening in Louisiana, and it's happening in other parts of the United States. And this is what I wrote to the paper. We periodically read about situations such as former pastor named in sex suit. This particular pastor was an Assembly of God pastor. And I think you've seen that happen. The Assembly of God Church is one that does not believe a Christian can have a demon. Morning Advocate, November the 28th. These cases are very sad because they reflect on the pastors, the priests, I was talking about the Catholic priests, their families, their churches, and finally on the whole Christian community. It gives Jesus Christ a bad reputation when his children misbehave. In the ministry's trade, these men are known as walking time bombs waiting to explode. Usually what happens is that these men become successful in their ministry. Then they commit sex sin and destroy everything they have worked for years to build. In most cases, they are sincere in what they are trying to do for the Lord. Basically, what happens to them is that they enter into the pastorate with sexual demons. After they have become successful, Satan sets a trap with a beautiful, loose woman or homosexual and so forth, and the pastor falls into the trap. The second most powerful drive in the human is the sex drive. It is only less powerful than the drive to live. Thousands of pastors and missionaries quit each year. One of the most common reasons is due to sex sin. For example, I went to one church where three pastors fell into the sex trap. Now, that wasn't in a short period of time. That was over a period of about 12 years, but that seemed like a lot to me. You will continue to see these headlines in the future, and you will see more and more of them. Well, you could take that as a prophecy. And I'll say that that prophecy will continue. The world is becoming frenzied about sex. Until the church world deals with its own problems in a scriptural manner, you will continue to see these type of headlines. It's sad to me, really. See, right now, Christianity has suffered a terrible blow. And it's not going to be erased easily. And I'm not sure just how well we're going to recover from that blow. Incubi and succubi. These are vicious sexual spirits which can molest and torment susceptible individuals. These attacking females are called incubus, and those concentrated on males are called succubus. Freedom from inordinate affections. After we come to Christ as Savior, we need to carefully check our former friends and associates. Where there have been wrong activities, confession of actions, thoughts, desires, and attitudes as sin is necessary, claiming forgiveness and cleansing. Now, what are inordinate affections? They include close friendships outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, involving affections, heterosexual or homosexual contacts, and fellowship in other sinful practices. Now, here's a little prayer. I'm going to take you through a series of prayers, and since I only got an hour tape, I'm just going to take you through these, and I want you to... Is that 90 minutes, Glenn, or an hour? 90 minutes. Okay, we're trying to get all this ministry on one tape. And what I want you to do is I take you through these prayers is I just want you to bow your head and just to agree with me and pray as God leads you. Okay, normally I have you pray out loud, but I want to go through this more quickly. In other words, to break ungodly connections with the past, the following prayer will be helpful. Okay, bow your head, and I'll do this, and you do it silently, and I'll do it out loud. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I come against the demon authorities who controlled and motivated my relationship with. Okay, now normally you put your friend's name in there, whoever motivated you to an inordinate affection. And break your power and authority over my life and affections, especially as related to him or her. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I remove myself from any authority you ever exercised over me. I renounce all such ties of affection and ask that the Lord Jesus Christ help me to love him or her only with his agape love in the bowels or affections of Jesus Christ. I give my affections or desire completely to the Lord Jesus Christ for his use. Out loud? Okay, it's going to take me a little longer because I got several prayers, but let's do it out loud then. Might have to have two tapes here. Okay. Now, pray with me out loud. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I come against the demon authorities who controlled and motivated my relationship with. Now, normally I'd pause here and let you consider that. So I'm going to pause just a moment. And break your power and authority over my life and affections, especially as related to him or her. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I remove myself from any authority you ever exercised over me. I renounce all such ties of affection and ask the Lord Jesus Christ, help me to love him or her only with his agape love in the bowels or affections of Jesus Christ. I give my affections or desire completely to the Lord Jesus Christ for his use. Now, you need to recognize and renounce all pacts, covenants, promises, and other binding allegiances to former friends in the world, and to break all curses which may have been incurred by such relationships or agreements. Now, we're going to go through another prayer. Having confessed my former relationship with, and normally you insert the name here, so I'm going to pause a moment and let you insert any name of an inordinate affection. As sin, because sinful practices were involved, I now break any curses which have come to me as a result of this association. Jesus became a curse for me on the cross and blotted out the handwriting of ordinances which were against me. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every demon who has inhabited my mind, will, emotions, body or spirit, because of any friendship outside of Jesus Christ. I have confessed these relationships with their activities, thoughts, desires, and attitudes as sin. I have given my affections and desires and body to the Lord Jesus Christ, and all curses are broken. By the authority of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command you all to leave me now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now a little comment about subliminal advertising. A national liquor ad in this country shows three cubes of ice in the glass by a bottle of liquor. A very cleverly concealed in the cubes was written sex, S-E-X. Although many who were handed the ad as a test could not spot the letters, they confessed that studying the ad caused arousal of sexual feelings in them. There is much of this type of advertising done today. Okay, as you're watching television, your mind is being indoctrinated. To me, television can be very detrimental. And you can't just watch soap operas and things like that and say, I'm not going to be affected. You are affected. You may not even realize you're being affected. Sex in the single Christian male. It is surprising and dismaying to realize how the devil can work on a fellow when he does not understand some of the simple physiological mechanics of his own body. Okay, what you need to do... In fact, what we find is many cases adults don't even know how their body works. Okay, I recommend any person who's married or getting ready to get married, get you a good sex book. Find out how your body works. Now, what happens when you fail? You're going to fail sexually. Okay, well, don't waste time with vain recriminations. Now, okay, what can happen is your body and mind can be opened up to sex spirits. And if this is the case, then let's just go take through a real short prayer here. Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name, and I command that every spirit of masturbation, lewdness, uncleanliness, adultery, fornication, perversion, pornography, and other sexual sins, leave me now. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Okay, now here's some comments about the snare of sex perversion. Okay, one of the grossest and most prevalent areas of sin in our liberated culture is the open espousal and practice of the ancient arts of sexual perversion. Okay, again, anything other than intercourse is sexual perversion. Now, let me give you a few definitions here. Okay, what is fornication? It's actually a general term for all unlawful sexual acts. Adultery is really part of fornication. Adultery is voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and someone who is not their legitimate mate. Effeminate refers to a homosexual man, a catamite. What is abusers themselves with mankind? That's one guilty of unnatural offenses, one who practiced sodomy. Homosexuality, lesbianism, oral sex, anal sex. Sensual relates to or consists in the gratification of the senses or the indulgence of appetites. Evil concupiscence is an ardent desire and longing for evil, especially in the sexual area. Inordinate affection refers to that which is unregulated, disorderly, exceeding reasonable limits, immoderate, and excessive. Lasciviousness is the promoting or partaking of that which tends to produce lewd emotions. Anything which fosters sexual sin and lustfulness. Filthy communication is derived from the Greek word meaning useless, putrid, or obscene. Okay, I think you recognize those words. Those are out of King James. Sensual, evil concupiscence, inordinate affection, lasciviousness, filthy communication. have the King James Version. If you are harassed, driven, and tormented by filthy memories, voices, or words coming into your mind, if you're constantly undressing others with your eyes, and lewd and evil thoughts constantly flood your mind, if you are a masturbator, fornicator, homosexual, or lesbian, then the doors have been opened for many evil spirits to enter. Here's another prayer which will help untangle the bondage to break you free. Lord Jesus, I have been involved in sexual sin. I do now repent and confess to you that I have committed. Okay, now I'm going to pause here a minute and just let you confess to God the sexual sins that you can remember. I claim freedom from my body and mind, from the bondage of sexual slavery, and claim the promise that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, you have promised that if I confess my sin, you will forgive my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I do now claim and accept your forgiveness and cleansing. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And I'm now notifying you now that in His name I am reclaiming every area of my mind and body which has formerly been given over to you and your host. Specifically, I claim freedom and cleansing in the areas of sexual sin. And as a believer priest, I renounce you and your host and command that they leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, now I want to deal with you in soul ties. I renounce these evil soul ties. Break them and wash them away with the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break all evil soul ties with the following. Anyone I've had sex with outside of marriage. Divorced mates. by incest, rape, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, lesbianism, bloodless religions, religious cults, blood brothers and sisters by rights, witchcraft, occult, Satan worship, fortune tellers, mediums, psychiatrists, social workers, psychologists, mental institutions. Finally, I break any agreement with anyone that forms an evil soul tie. Okay, now this is a long prayer, and I'm just going to read it, and I think y'all are, I think you're getting a little tired. Okay, as I hear the sound of your voice. Now, can I just bow your head and listen to me and agree with me? This is for people who have been deeply involved in sexual sins. So just listen, don't pray out loud. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that He is the Son of God who takes away the sins of all those who repent and confess Him as Lord. I believe that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin. I claim freedom from all filth of a sexual nature which came through my eyes, my ears, my mind, or through actual participation in sin. In particular, I confess the following: all preoccupation with the sensual desire and appetites and indulgences of them, all longing and ardent desire for what is forbidden, all inordinate affection, all unnatural and unrestrained passions and lust, all promoting or partaking of that which tends to produce lewd emotions and foster sexual sin and lust. I further confess all filthy communication, obscene and filthy language, conversation and jokes, lewd and obscene music, poetry, literature, and art, all pornography, all acts of sodomy, adultery, immorality, fornication, masturbation, oral sex, effeminacy, and homosexuality. Also, all affection for and attachment to philosophies, religions, and lifestyles which glorify, promote, and condone sexual conduct in thought, word, and deed, contrary to the standard for believers in the Bible. I further renounce the expression of these philosophies, religions, and lifestyles in art, literature, mass media, and public practices and attitudes. Lord, I ask that your Spirit reveal other sexual offenses in my life that I have committed. Father, I confess and renounce all occult involvement, both known and unknown, by me and my ancestors. I hate Satan, his demons, and all his works. I count all that offends you, Father, as my enemy. Your word declares, "In my name shall they cast out devils." I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and to turn them, men, from the power of Satan to God. I accept these promises and in Jesus' name command Satan and all his host of evil spirits to come out of me, body, mind, and spirit. Especially I renounce the following spirits of sexual sin. I also renounce the prince of occult sex and command all his demons to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Christ has made a curse on the cross for me and blotted out the handwriting of ordinances against me. I declare all curses over my life, whether through my own sins or those of my ancestors, to be broken, particularly in the area of sexual sin and occult involvement. I claim freedom from all curses which have been placed upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. I hereby reclaim all ground that I have ever given to Satan in body, mind, soul, or spirit. I dedicate it to you, dear Lord, to be used for your glory alone. I want you to control and empower every area of my life, including all sexual powers, that from now on they might be used according to your will. I also now give to you my affections, emotions, and desires, and request that they might be motivated and controlled by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you agree with me in that prayer?
Amen.
Let me get some water here. Okay, I'm going to go through basic deliverance, and then we'll get into sexual sins and diseases and other things. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those spirits of rejection. Come out of those people right now. Spirits of rejection, ruler rejection, roots of rejection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against all fear of rejection and self-rejection. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection that came in through sexual sin, rejection that came in through the parents, as they fondle the children, or sexual sins of incest and rape. Come out right now. Rejection that came in through incest and rape, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Any and all rejection that came in through sexual sin especially, I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. And I remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. Now come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I stir you up. All rejection must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all rejection. That's right. I drive every spirit of conception and lust. Come out, spirits of conception and lust. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, the spirits that were conceived when a bastard was conceived. I command them to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming out. I want all these bastard spirits to go, all these spirits of incest to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All this rejection. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free. Any and all spirits of rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose the spirits of love upon these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, show them that they're loved in the name of Jesus Christ. Now drive these evil spirits down. Now come out right now. Any and all spirits of rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, any spirits of bitterness, come out. Any spirits of bitterness and roots of bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out. Come on out, bitterness and roots of bitterness, gall and bitterness, go in Jesus' name. Any and all bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Bitterness that came in through being sexually mistreated, I command you to go. Come out, bitterness that came in through being sexually mistreated, I command you to go. Bitterness against the husband, bitterness against the wife, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out totally in the name of Jesus Christ. Any and all bitterness, come out. Any spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, come out. All resentment, all hatred, all unforgiveness that came in through sexual sin, that came in otherwise, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. We've forgiven everyone that's hurt us. You have no rights. You will go in Jesus' name. Now go. All resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, we command you to go. We break your power and we drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Go right now in Jesus' name. Violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. We stir you up and we drive you out. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, abortion, death, and fear of death. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All murder, suicide, death, all abortion, all desire, agreement with abortion. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all agreement with abortion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Any spirit of murder, death, the killer spirits, go right now. The desire to kill your children, I command them to go right now in Jesus' name. Now come out. All the rebellion spirits, I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. Any and all spirits of rebellion, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now we come against any spirits of rebellion. Go right now, rebellion. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, any and all rebellious spirits, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and drive you out. Come out, every spirit of self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, go in Jesus' name. Bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do. Lord, just loose legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God to come down and minister to these people. Father, we call for their individual personal demons, Father. We call for reinforcement of the third heaven, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call for all our spiritual warfare. Now come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free completely in Jesus' name. That's right. All, I drive out every spirit of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. All roots, memories, carnage, and habits, ruler demons, and lesser demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Come out of them right now. We demand a complete cleansing in the area of basic deliverance. I bind your power and drive you out of them right now in Jesus' name. I stir you up. I give you no rest, Father. Give those demons no rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come on up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all sexual sins. I drive out all the sexual sins in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of fornication, idolatrous sex orgies. Go in Jesus' name. Go all fornication. We stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of adultery, masculine women, effeminate men. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of abusers of themselves with mankind, or Arsenicoites, sodomites, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of oral sex and anal sex, oral and anal copulation, go in Jesus' name. Come out, abusers of themselves with mankind, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of sensuality, carnality, voluptuous, carnal senses and appetites. Come out right now. Addiction to sex. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on up and out of them. All spirits of sensuality. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive our spirits of evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, excessive affections, lasciviousness, lewd emotions. Come out right now. I command you to turn your emotions loose and come out in Jesus' name. Now come out all repressed emotions, inability to have normal emotions about sex. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All lasciviousness must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of filthy communication, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, blue jokes. Go in Jesus' name. Go all filthy communication. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. We drive out every spirit of masturbation. We command spirits of masturbation. We even call out spirits of night dreams, any demonic night dreams. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Any demonic night dreams or bad dreams, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Come on up and out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Any homosexuality demons, masturbation, catamite, lesbianism. Come out. All homosexuality and lesbianism demons. Masculine women and effeminate men. Spirits of masculinity in women. Effeminacy in men. Come out in Jesus' name. We come out spirits of perversion, sexual perversion. Go. All spirits of sexual perversion. Spirits of lust and passions and fantasy lust. Come out. Fantasy lust, sexual lust, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, conception and lust. Go right now. Demonic passions, we command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. Right now. Over excessive passions, we command you to go. Excessive passions, come out in Jesus' name. Lust and fantasy lust, lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh. Go right now. All fantasies, we want all fantasies to go in Jesus' name. Drive out all spirits of obscenity, obscene music, poetry, literature, and art. Come out, all spirits of obscenity. Spirits of assault, occult sex, we command you to go. Occult sex, sex orgies, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, any and all occult sex, demonic sex, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, any spirit of immorality, incest. Come out, any spirits of incest, rape, harlotry, frigidity. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Harlotry and frigidity, they came in through rape. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, all harlotry, all frigidity, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of impotence, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out of the men right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of impotence. Now we drive out spirits of heterosexuality, having sex with anyone. We command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. All heterosexuality, sex with men and sex with women, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive out any demonic spirits, any spirits of succubus or incubus, we command you to go. Spirits of depravity, go. Sexual depravity, come out in Jesus' name. Succubus and incubus, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of prostitution. That's right, all spirits of prostitution, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of voyeurism, bestiality, sexual deviation, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of nymphomania, masochism, flirting, sexual flirting, we command you to go. Married men or women flirting with others, we command that spirit to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Demonic flirting, we bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every spirit that comes in through sexual deviation literature, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits that come in through watching child pornography, X-rated movies, Playboy Channel, pornographic pictures, and any pornographic material, reading of any pornographic material, we command those spirits of pornography to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, any and all spirits of pornography, we bind your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now go, all sexual sins, all roots, memories, scar, nests, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, any spirits of pride, ego, and vanity, we drive out any and all spirits of pride, ego, and vanity. We command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride, ego, and vanity causes sexual sin. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now we come against any and all sexual diseases. I stir you up, whether you're dormant or otherwise, I stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out all sexual diseases. Come out every spirit of venereal diseases, gonorrhea, soft chancroid, granuloma inguinal, spirochetal infection, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal arthritis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS, meningitis, endocarditis, sterility, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of insanity, staggering gait, heart disease, blindness, ulcerative lesions, yaws, DGL, penta, relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, Wheels disease, herpes 1 and herpes 2. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I command any dormant disease or any active disease to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on up and out of the people, any and all diseases. Come out, every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease caused by sexual sin. I command you to go. Come out, all infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Come out of the sexual organs, out of the reproductive organs. We bind your power and drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Now come out. Any demons that came in through injuries or through diseases, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Any injury to the sexual organs that came through mumps or through accidents, through structural damage, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit's inability to maintain an erection, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out of the men and out of the women. Now we break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all spirits of homosexuality, male spirits, cosmetized, effeminate, sissified, go in Jesus' name. General homosexuality demons, emotionally unstable, sexually confused, alcoholism, Ahab and Jezebel home, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any female lesbian spirits, gruffness, swaggering, aggressive, masculine spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of overextending to mother or father, unusual hate for mother or father, everlasting of genital stimuli, fear of mother or father, jealousy of sibling, homosexual seduction, masturbation, and an abnormal erotic interest. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I bind your power. Every spirit of homosexuality and lesbianism, go in Jesus' name. Come out. All spirits of sexual deviation. Come out. Spirits of alcoholism, drugs, crime, rebellion that come in through sexual deviation. Spirits of voyeurism, peeping toms, girly shows, sexual deviation movies, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, come out. Right now, any demons that come in through child pornography, X-rated movies, Playboy channels, pornography pictures, pornographic material, whether direct or indirect, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of perdastity, anal sex, buggery, sodomy, bestiality, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of fetishism, inanimate sex object, body erotic stimulation, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of flagellation, whipping, sadism, desire to inflict pain, masochism, desire to receive pain, fellatio and cunnilingus, oral sex, go in Jesus' name, a male or female, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of exposure, senility, and dirty old man, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power. Come out, any and all sexual deviation spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now we come against all spirits that come in through the change of life, either the male or the female. I command you to go right now. Come out. All those spirits that come in through the change of life, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of guilt, uselessness, irritability, restlessness, headaches, heart palpitations, dizziness, sleepiness, forgetfulness, depression, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of hot flashes and spirits of heat and so forth. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Change your life out of the men or out of the women. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I come in. I break every curse. I break every soul tie. I drive out those demons that came in through the soul ties. Now come out. Every evil spirit that came in through soul ties, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free. Every evil spirit that came in through soul ties to men or women, soul ties to the opposite sex or the same sex. Now come out in Jesus' name. Now come on out of them. Those demons that came in through soul ties, I break your power and I drive you out of them in Jesus' name. Now come out. Every demon that came in through curses, I break your power and I drive you out. Come out. Every demon that came in through the curse of the bastard, through the curse of incest or other curses, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Out of them right now. Every evil spirit that came in through curses, that came in through soul ties, I drive you out right now. Any sexual impurity demons, sexual deviation demons, I command you to go. Come out. Sexual impurity, sexual deviations, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free right now in Jesus' name. Coming out of them, I break every curse. I break every soul tie. Come out. Come out. I break every demonic ties with beasts that come in through bestiality. Every demonic tie with a beast is broken in Jesus' name. If you got a pet dog or cat or something you're keeping for that reason, get rid of it. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Any demonic ties with beasts, I break your power and I drive you away in Jesus' name. Any demonic ties, not necessarily soul ties, but demonic ties, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Any soul ties that came in with anyone with sex outside of marriage, divorced mates, I break the curse of the divorced mate. And if you have married a divorced man or woman, then ask God to forgive you. And get right with God and go on with your mate. Now, I come against any evil spirits that came in through marrying a divorced mate, through committing adultery. Go. Any adult spirits of adultery that came in through marrying a divorced mate, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of incest, rape, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, lesbianism. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I bind your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Now come out. I come against any demons that came in through being in a religion that encourages having ungodly sex as part of their rites. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Any evil spirits that come in through false religions or false religious cults that have the wrong teaching about sex, I come against any demons that teach you that masturbation is okay, and I command those to go in Jesus' name. Go right now, and I break any spirit of occult sex or sex that comes in through Satan worship. I break your power, and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Go right now. Drive out any spirits of sex that come in through mental institutions, through a person being in a mental institution and being taken advantage of. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of them right now. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. You have no choice. I break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now up and out of them right now. Go. Go. Come out of our our conscious, our intuition. Come out of our mind, will, and emotions. Come out of the conscious, the subconscious, the unconscious. I stir you up out of any part of our mind, conscious, subconscious, or unconscious. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free. Come out of our body, out of our brain, out of our sexual organs. Go right now. I stir you up in the sexual organs. I come against those demons in the mouth because of masturbation. I command you to go. That spirit of male semen, I command it out in Jesus' name. Now go. Bring the works out right now. Bring the works out of the mouth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive any spirit of werebeasts, vampires, werewolves, zombies. Go in Jesus' name. Any spirit of changeling, incubi, succubi, doppelgangers, come out in Jesus' name. Any demons that come in through familiar objects, fetishism, talisman, amulets, marks, hagstones, biofeedback, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits that come in through spells, incantations, hexes and vexes, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come on, loose them and set them free right now. Break your power and I drive you out of them in Jesus' name. You have no choice, you will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, spirits that come in through being an abused child, mentally, physically, or spiritually. I especially speak to those demons that come in through a child being sexually abused. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. So spirits that came in through a child being sexually abused, I break your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Now come on, up and out of the people. Hurry it up. Move it out, demons. You're defeated. Spirits that come in through being sexually abused, either spirits in men or women, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits that come in through sexual abuse as a child, I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. Just keep on coming out right now. Come out. Every spirit that comes in through sexual sin, sexual diseases, sexual injuries, through sexual pornography, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out totally right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Up and out of them. Hurry it up. Move it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I command any work, any root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon, I command you to come up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the families, the sexual demons, sexual impurity, sexual deviation, sexual sin, sexual diseases, sexual injuries, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind your power and I drive you out of them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Raise your hand if you need some help. Okay, we've got some workers. Okay, you need some help? Okay, I didn't think you did, Stuart. Okay, praise God. Anybody need any help? Raise your hand. Okay. Going to work with him, Bill? Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, go for a life of normal, natural sex with your wife or your husband. Enjoy yourself. Cleanse yourself. Get rid of all these things. If you didn't get rid of them today, keep working on them. Praise God. Brother Glenn? Okay. Okay, Brother Bill, you want to come and take over the music?
Of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
at the cross, rewrite first all the life, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there my faith, I received my sight, and now I am the only day. At the cross, rewrite first all the life, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there my faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Are you washed in the blood, in the salt cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me. Come on! The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, what I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me. What I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me. Can you say amen? If the Word's not working mightily in you, you need deliverance, because it takes the Word of God to deliver you. You're washed by the Word, you're sanctified by the Word, and you are made overcomers by the Word. Hallelujah. Oh, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, what I see or feel, the Word is working mightily in me.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. and LHBConline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.